And now, it's time for the Yacht Club Show with Killer, Rev D, Dr. Jim, and Coach.
Welcome, listeners, to show number 2 in the Apple Podcast Network and iTunes.
The iTunes will never be the same.
And this week, this show, we're going retro. Back to our roots.
Killer and Dave Unplugged.
The Killer and Dave Show.
Or no, yeah. Like the Beatles, Let It Be. Remember, Killer and Dave Naked.
There you go.
It's a bad visual.
That is a bad visual.
Bad visual for our fans.
So I thought it'd be appropriate to play a cut from our inaugural show. Remember that day?
What was the date?
March 13th, 2004.
Okay. Good. Be good to hear.
Let's play our opening monologue.
Okay.
So here we are, a very young Killer and Dave.
And now it's time for the Killer and Dave Show.
So Dave, how are you today?
Killer, if I was any better, I'd be Drew Henson.
Drew Henson? What's up with Drew?
Look, the guy just signed another $3.5 million contract with the Dallas Cowboys. He got $6 million from the Yankees. He's got $9.5 million in the bank.
I think I know where this is going.
And what has he done?
How do we get jobs like that?
$9.5 million on your potential. I got a lot of potential too that I'd like to get paid for. Absolutely. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, this is our inaugural show.
Yes, sir.
Broadcasting live from Ann Arbor, Michigan studios.
Downtown Scio Township, actually. We got a tax break for coming here.
This will be the tradition on this show. Let's get things kicked off with our celebrity bonehead of the week.
There's a lot of those to pick from. I don't think we'll have any trouble finding one of those. Who is it this week?
Well, let's go with the artist from our opening song, rocker Ted Nugent.
Whoa. Teddy's the one, you know, he was about my age, I think.
Teddy's still virile and out there. He's making things happen.
Captain Midnight coming out
got
there,
a little bit of that. Turns out he's got a child by a woman in New Hampshire. And while he readily admitted that he's the father, seems like Ted's having some second thoughts. Apparently he's been paying minimal child support for this boy since 1995.
All right.
And now he's basically filed a request to the local county court for DNA testing.
Now, how old is this child now?
Well, let's see. Probably 8 or 9 years old.
What, he's getting sick of the payments, or what's the deal here?
Well, I think that, you know, Ted's probably not ponying up what he should be.
What, because he's questioning if it's his now or not?
That's right. Well, I think that he's getting heat for his paternity payments, so it's like, well, maybe it's time to...
Oh, we got to cut costs here, so this is a way we can do them.
Well, we've got no choice now but to make Ted our bonehead of the week.
Good. All right, Teddy. Hey, he's got to remember the advice Mother Morrison always gave me.
What's that?
Only take it out to Weedle.
Well, we still got it, Killer.
We still got it.
We've just gotten better.
Older and better.
That's right, 2004.
Yeah. 2004.
And we're talking about Drew Henson.
Yeah.
Drew Henson, you know, 39. He's 39 now.
He's 39 years old now.
If he'd lasted, he'd be retired anyway, out of football and baseball and everything.
He never made it in the Yankees organization.
No, but I got a trivia question for you. Did he ever play baseball? I know. I don't think he did. I think it was just the football. I think the NFL. Who was the last team that Henson played for? I say 2008. Maybe you can remember 2008 quarterbacks.
Wow. NFL team.
NFL team.
I was going to say the Cowboys, but that can't be right.
He started with the Cowboys. So I'll give you one takeover.
Okay. Not the Lions. Really?
Boom. 2008.
He was with the Lions in 2000. I don't even remember that for some reason.
I don't either.
But did he take a snap in a game?
I don't know that either. I have no idea. But like we said in there... he probably didn't have to work another day in his life if he was smart.
If he was smart.
Smart with his money.
Something else about Drew Henson for our national listeners. Who did he share time with at University of Michigan? And who was really kind of an afterthought?
That's right. Tommy Brady.
Tom Brady.
That's right. Did they share time?
They shared time.
Yeah, I don't remember what the deal, but he didn't take over like...
No, Henson was supposed to take over, and Brady was just going to be holding the clipboard, and look how things turned out, right?
Right.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So that's something that who knew? Yeah.
Well,
you know, speaking of things that have changed, right, in 15 years?
Yeah.
What's changed with the show? What's what would you say are some of the biggest changes with the show?
Well, obviously, Dr. Jim.
Dr. Jim.
Dr. Jim is a big part of things now.
Coach.
Yep. Those are the two biggest changes.
Yep.
I don't know. You think we've evolved in our thinking?
I don't know. I think we always were lean conservative.
We did lean conservative, but I would say to you that I think that we've mellowed over the years. Now, mellowed as much as my kids would like to see me mellow or something? No, I don't think like that. But, you know, I think as you get older, you realize that life is a lot more gray, not so much black and white anymore. You don't have all the answers to everything, you know?
I agree. And I think I would dig in my heels more back then and really try to defend a more conservative position. And now it's like I do see both sides a little bit more. And, you know, going along with what you're saying.
Right.
There's a little bit of right. There's a little bit of wrong. And everything, I guess, you just have to kind of find the happy medium.
Well, that's it. And obviously, that's what we've lost in America today. There's no middle ground. You can't have a middle ground because you're going to get, as a politician, you're going to get primaried and your career is done.
That's
the last thing that they want.
Trying to remember. So 2004, that was Bush and Kerry. And if I remember correctly, that was a very civil.
Comparatively speaking.
You know, election.
It was civil.
I just don't remember them really going after each other. Of course, Bush was saddled with the Iraq War, and that was unpopular.
Well, but who dug up the Swift boat? Stuff on
that's
Kerry?
Right. Remember I forgot that? On John Kerry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's always been around.
Yeah, to some extent.
But the discourse was more civil. Now it's very vile, right? It's just very crass.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say blame that on Trump, but I think it'd be there no matter who was in the
White House. It might be now, especially with the internet and the social media and everything. It's just, it's easier to do that. And it's, you know what? Unfortunately, it's more accepted in society.
It is. There's been a lowering of the bar in a lot of areas, but, you know, maybe that's a topic for another day.
You know, we've talked about the last show, the lack of the belief in religion. I guess that's a better way to put it. We're getting further away from that, and I think the standards start to
drop,
slip a little bit.
Yeah.
It all goes hand in hand.
It all goes hand in hand. Well, looking back at 2004, and something else I noticed, a young Mick Jagger, 60, was on the list of most popular musicians in 2000.
So what's he now, 75?
75.
He just had heart valve replacement?
Yeah, heart valve replacement. He's preparing to tour again.
And he just had his latest child is, a year old now?
That's right. I forgot about that.
He's a dad. He's probably
I don't know if he's done having kids, is he?
He may not be. Probably home changing diapers now.
Keeps him young.
Yeah, he is. The Brits have Boy Scouts. Do you think he's going to be a den father or something?
I can't quite picture that. He'd be wearing pink for the Boy Scout meetings, right?
Remember when we were there, that pink house coat?
Pink house coat when we saw him in Detroit.
Yeah.
And he was singing Love Train.
Love Train
by the OJs, right?
Yeah.
That was the highlight of the concert, watching
him
prance around in that pink.
He could pull it off. He looked good. Exactly.
Anyway, you're talking about the show evolving. A couple weeks ago, we sent out a survey to listeners we have email addresses for. And, you know, I just asked them, you know, what they think of the show. And are we hitting the right sweet spot as far as length and cadence, frequency? And I thought I'd give a little bit of feedback.
See how we came up with what we're doing now, eh?
Yeah. An Onsted fan
said
he likes Rev D. He provides a nice break from reality.
Yeah, get rid of that comment from Chrissy from Onsted.
Sorry. Yeah, jeez, I probably shouldn't have brought that one up.
I'm the captain of reality here. You know, I don't know what he's talking about here.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep the show grounded for crying out loud.
There you go.
You know. Larry the drummer, Yacht Club show legend.
Hey, there's Larry.
Larry, when asked about the music, he says it's generally a good selection, but for our YouTube stream. But he wants to hear more tracks with pure drum solos. I don't know if our listeners, the other
just
listeners,
the Inagata
to be the drum solo.
The drum solo on that, yeah.
Yeah. Current. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah. He says, I wasn't kidding.
Larry says, you know, he likes a preview listing when we send out an email. You know, this is the summary of topics. He likes that. So he can skip through to the drum solos.
Yeah, figure what he can fast forward through to get
to the drum solos.
To the drum solo. There you go.
Any suggestions? He'd like more Larry the Drummer stories. But he did congratulate us on our 4-year anniversary.
Nice.
So.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry the Drummer.
Yeah.
Larry says, you're welcome.
Joe from Toledo says, good show, but could be a little more liberal in your viewpoints. Then he said, ha ha, just kidding.
Well, let's talk about that for, you know, I think we have evolved a little bit, but on the other hand, we are what we are. You
That's
know?
Right.
And we have talked about time to time having somebody come in here, but let them get their own show.
Air America. Yeah. Oh, yo, wait a minute. That's gone. That's right.
I do miss that. I did listen to Al Franken.
I did.
Try to figure out where he was. I think I was the only one, unfortunately, listening. But.
Mike and Suzette from Harrison Township, they like the music. So that's what's prompting me to keep the YouTube stream. But As Mike understands, we need to cut that from the iTunes podcast. But they love their lightning round, by the way.
Oh.
So when Dr. Jim comes back,
we'll have to get on that.
We'll get the lightning round going. Andrew, he commented on the cacophony of Irish music, and I thought he was paying us a compliment because I didn't know what the word cacophony meant. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. Andrew is not paying us a compliment.
He was dissing the...
I thought cacophony was like cornucopia or something, but...
It's loud noise or something.
Yeah, kind of just loud, disjoint sounds or whatever. So
Andrew's throwing some shade.
Andrew is throwing some shade. And I don't know, that basically sums it up. We got anywhere from, we like a 30-minute show to a 45-minute show. Some people like music, some people don't. But in general, they seem to like what we're doing.
That's right.
Well, that's why they're loyal listeners.
That's right.
So
we'll give them more.
We'll give them more.
Give them more.
All right. All right. Since we're going retro, Dave. Do you happen to have a bonehead?
I do. It's a celebrity bonehead, too.
Celebrity, just like our inaugural
show.
Yeah,
now this person has kind of become a celebrity, even though she's a politician.
They're all celebrities.
Well, they're all celebrities now. They're all rock stars. That's true. So, okay, this was on, I believe this was on Twitter. I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what it's for. What its purpose is, like food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound?
Terrifying.
They're a little loud.
And
but
she's not sure what its purpose is.
Yeah. Now, who would say that? Who do you think that would come from?
You say it's a celebrity?
Celebrity, yeah. She's kind of a rock star now.
Rock star. Never seen a garbage disposal, so it must be a rags to riches. I'm going to take a wild guess.
Yeah.
AOC.
You got it, Killer. How did you know on your first
Well, time? There are some clues. You know, someone who was an impoverished upbringing,
Okay.
And someone who says stupid things. So there you go.
Let's think about that. She's from the Bronx. Okay.
Yeah.
And Janet lives in the Bronx, and she's got a garbage disposal. So I'm sure there's garbage disposals in the
Somewhere
Bronx.
Somewhere in the Bronx, yeah.
Where did she go to school?
Boston? Was it Boston University?
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to think that somewhere along the line.
In a dorm or something.
Of course, she probably didn't work in the kitchen to make ends meet, but you got to think there was a garbage disposal, and I don't think she lived in a, I don't know. Maybe she did live in the dorm all 4 years.
Well, that's true. Dorms. Yeah, you don't have a kitchen in your dorm room.
Okay. But, she didn't, She didn't never saw a garbage disposal. Doesn't know what it was. What this thing was for. Terrifying. Now I get it. You're trying to cultivate an image, but it seems like she's cultivating this hard scrabble image that she's down for the fight because she's never had any of this stuff.
I've never had a garbage disposal to show where I've come from.
It just it just rings a little hollow.
That rings a little hollow. Yeah,
you know, and I think she does have she does make some valid points, and I think that what she talks about deserves to be considered.
Sure.
But she kind of loses me when she comes up with things like this, trying to portray herself as something maybe she's not.
Well put.
You know?
Yep, well put.
So
all the world's a stage.
Yes.
And politicians are actors and actresses. So what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, Killer, I've been thinking, I hate to talk about politics all the time, but it seems we can't avoid it. What do you think about the, just throw something out here, how many Democrats are running for president now? How many have declared? 22?
Is it 22?
I think it's 22.
And is it really? Seriously?
No, I think it is 22.
Oh, there's somebody. I was going to say 20, and I thought that would have been an exaggeration.
No, I think there was a governor who declared last week that he was, and I don't remember his name, but I think it's up to 22 now. But what's interesting, it's the election is
year and a half away,
and so we've got a long time before the convention, what have you. But you look at the polls that are out right now, it's Joe Biden.
By a wide margin. Yeah.
Over the mad professor.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else is really close after that.
And I see Biden as a very flawed candidate. Well, number one, he's old school, so the millennials aren't going to be attracted to him. He's made some social faux pas.
I think he got a bad rap for that. Okay. That was obviously now.
I can hold it against him.
No, I think it was. I'm not excusing him, but I don't know that he was a predator.
He's a touchy feely kind of guy.
It's just Joe. This day and age, you don't do that. And I think that was
he's old school.
Well, it was a political hit job that they did on him on him there. They don't want him. He's not liberal enough.
No, that's the other thing. That's what I say. He's a flawed candidate.
Don't you think he could win the general election?
Most people are in the middle, right? Do we think so?
I would say.
I would think he'd have a shot at it because he'd pull people from both sides.
Right. Really. We've talked about Trump, and Trump is Trump.
Polarizing.
He's just very polarizing. Mm-hmm. And I think of the 20 or so announced candidates that, in my opinion, Joe would have the best chance.
He's probably the only one I would even consider voting for of the current list.
Correct.
Just looking through them, no one's standing out. No one's telling me a story like how they're so what are they trying to do? They're going to make America great again, right? And whatever their expression is, what, the lowest unemployment in years?
That's very interesting because,
so what are they trying to fix?
Well, when Biden came out with his speech, he was going to improve the jobs and the economy.
Interesting.
And I'm thinking, man, I mean, it's...
I don't know if there's much more that can be
done
in
that
space.
What can you do? How do you have any credibility saying that? And also, when he was vice president with Obama, remember the stimulus package? Wasn't he in charge of watching where the money was?
Significant role in that. Yeah,
it was going to be
exactly.
Something. He was going to do something with jobs, creating jobs. It's going to do and when he says that, it's hard to take him serious. I think that's a tough platform to run on versus Trump.
So what can a Democrat run on?
Well, you know what they are running on.
They're not Trump.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
But so what does that mean? So if we're not Trump, we're not for low unemployment, some of the best job numbers in 50 years. Does that mean that bring in the illegal aliens and, create all these sanctuary cities? We know the problems we're running into there. What do they stand for? How are they making America great other than they want to open their arms to immigrants from all over the world and put them in sanctuary cities? What else do they stand for?
I have not heard anything. It's just like you said earlier. It's running. I'm not Trump. And
that's not.
I don't think that has legs. In the long run.
They have to stand for something eventually. They have to have a vision. That's where I struggle for them. You already got Obamacare, so that's in the books. What can a Democratic president do for us?
Well, it's arguably he or she brings back civility.
I doubt
to,
it.
Because they're
fighting incivility with incivility.
That's why I said arguably.
Yeah.
You know, if there was somebody. I think that's really Joe's appeal is the
I get that.
Civil. Now, I don't think he can get the nomination at this juncture.
No.
I think when he's 20 or 30 points ahead of Bernie, they're not looking at the base. They're looking at potential voters. I think
as they should. That's kind of
the
game.
Well, that's
right?
it. Yeah. But I don't think that the base is going to let somebody like Biden get nominated. So I agree with you. What do you run on then?
Yeah. What is your vision for America?
Bernie, if he's in second place, he's Medicare for all, and free college.
Oh.
And
I hear that.
You
okay.
hear that kind of yeah.
What's our tax rate going to be when this is all said and done?
Right.
If he has to deliver on that, and with a Republican Senate, that's never going to happen. So you have to look at the reality there. Do you think the Republicans are going to lose the Senate in a year and a half?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, yeah.
That,
as I've said before, I think the country will keep drifting further and further to the left.
I don't
think so? Unless there's something that
I think young people will veer to the left.
Yeah.
And until they get an economic awakening and understand who ends up paying for this stuff and how it really works. You know, do you really want to have a tax rate like the UK? You know, do you want to look more like Europe? I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think so either. But if you look at, we joke about this, but you look at how they were raised, the helicopter parent is a real thing. Okay.
Right.
We read the story earlier about the therapy donkeys that a college brought in to help the kids calm down during finals. It was a school in New York. These kids they've been pampered in life. They've never really faced a tough time in life, and their education has been it's all been collaborative, group projects. Everybody got a trophy. You know, the self-esteem was the big
right.
thing. And I think that just the way they've been brought up, Mike, that...
I hear you. And I think in their young adult life, yeah, they'll want everything handed to them. And then at some point, I don't know, say they turn 30, 35, then they're going to understand how the world really works. And what the cost of all this stuff
once
is,
they
right?
get their paycheck
yeah,
and
once
see
they,
their...
Yeah, once they start thinking that Uncle Sam might be taking a little more than he should... That's when it all changes.
Right. Yeah, and I think the older I get, I'm probably more libertarian than conservative. But the thing about conservatism that has appealed to me is that it's the personal responsibility. As hard as I want to work, I can get compensated for. I don't want to work, I don't get compensated. Nobody else's skin.
No free lunch.
No free lunch.
Yeah.
But I can go as far as I want.
Yep.
Okay. Now, everybody should have that equal opportunity, and yes, that's what we have to work on. But I think when you work in your own self-interest, not selfishness, but your own self-interest, I think the world runs better.
Makes sense.
But is that going to happen long run? I don't know. I just think when you've been indoctrinated with this stuff, conservatism, it's portrayed as evil. You know, in the...
it is. In the press.
In the press right now. There's something...
And in universities, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Morally deficient
right.
with you.
Right.
You know, we all just got to get along. You know, it's interesting. Liberals think, they tell you they're open to every point of view, but they're surprised to find out that there's another point of view out there. You know, and they
get very defensive.
Yeah, let's stamp that out. So it'll be interesting to see if who even gets the nomination.
You got Biden with a 34-point lead in the polls, and at the end of the day, he may not get the nomination.
Yeah, I think it'll be tough.
Wow,
I think it'll be tough for him.
So
Let me ask you this. You're a businessman, many years, ran a successful business. What are they looking for in the Trump tax return? What are they looking for? What are they going to try to hang him on?
That is a great question.
What if it says he lost $2 billion?
Who cares? I agree with you.
What are they
looking
for?
How is that germane to anything?
Exactly.
Okay. Other than they can say
what they're trying to.
Well, I guess they could say he's not as savvy a businessman as he has portends.
Look at the numbers. Look at the unemployment numbers right now.
Yeah.
Look at interest rates. Everything just is confounding. How everything seems to be going in the right direction now. No one can figure it out.
That's it. Nobody can figure it out. Yeah.
I'm sure it's the tax cuts that have a lot to do with
it. Well, that's how. But did you see Buffett's interview last week?
Yeah.
He said, you know, the textbooks never showed any of this.
Right.
This isn't.
This is uncharted territory.
Exactly.
Right
that
now.
That we're in right now. Yeah. I don't know how you run against that. I agree with you there. You're right. Next summer, when they're actually campaigning and...
Maybe the economy will be in the toilet. Who knows?
It very well could be. Who knows?
And then it's a slam dunk for whoever.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yep. And I do believe that people vote their pocketbooks.
Oh, no question. That's how I vote.
That's your security.
Yep.
Yep. And that's what happens. And if the economy is still halfway decent, I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Yep,
even,
I agree.
And
as much as I dislike the guy personally, and I do. I'm not a Trump fan.
No, he's hard to get behind.
He is.
Yeah.
He's his own worst enemy.
Yep.
If he just learned to shut up and lay off Twitter.
But, you know, there is an argument that that's what keeps him
in people's... Yeah, he's living rent-free in everyone's brain, right?
So where do you think all this goes now? The Mueller investigation and...
I'm kind of bored with it, personally. I haven't really...
Do you think most people are bored?
I know so.
If you watch any of the cable news there, I mean, that's what is front and center on the thing. But what's new? Okay, there was no collusion, okay?
You'll never get a collusion charge against. So that's been investigated about as thoroughly as you can.
Right.
As you can. Now the obstruction, right? Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. And, but if you can't indict a sitting president, okay, let's move on. Now, maybe you can indict him when he's out of office. I don't know, but can we got real issues. I don't know where all this ends. It's just, you know, it just gets tiresome.
It does get tiresome.
To listen to all
Thank
this.
Thank God for the Yacht Club show.
That's right.
On that note, all right, like we did 15 years ago, Dave.
Killer, stay tight.
I love it. Catch you next time.
If you wish to be part of our email distribution with links to our YouTube streams, please send an email request to yachtclubshow@gmail.com. Music provided by Detroit's own The Renfields.